You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
A hukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrest, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both sure. Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Aubert sur la Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Village in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steer Steerburger Restaurant downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York Region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium, a must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaray joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Clubs and Denny Coderre of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby. And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite and all around the world. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. We're on location right now. One of our most fun things to do, Steve, we do these live remotes, and we're at one of our favorite places.
Yes, the Fort William Henry in beautiful Lake George, New York. This is our fourth visit here over the past 10 years or so, and just so relaxing. What I enjoy is just being able to park the car and walk to everything there is to see and do in the village of Lake George, overlooking the lake. I can eat on site, go to the indoor pool. In the summertime, there's a beautiful outdoor pool, and I can just relax, look at the mountains around. Fall foliage season now, and coming up to winter attractions and fun in the Lake George region. So much to see and do, and so centrally located here at the Fort William Henry.
It's a beautiful change of pace for us for once, because, you know, Lake George traditionally for us was a summertime playground, a summertime destination, and frolicking and fun, what we do in our tomfoolery. But now we're here for the fall foliage, and it kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, neighboring states, of course, are famous for that, but here we also have the same thing, the beautiful Adirondack Mountains. What a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And we have a special guest with us here, and it's James Hood from the Fort William Henry Hotel. James, welcome to Travel World.
No, thank you very much, Willem. We're very happy to have you here.
Yeah, we're... Now, James, he's a new addition to Fort William Henry, at least to us, because we've been here now coming here for a long, long time. You know, great guest of the Sam Luciano. We have to also congratulate Sam, because Sam is also a power lifter, and he just broke a couple of world records. So a great friend of the show, chief operating officer here at the Fort William Henry Hotel. And what an amazing, amazing accomplishment. The way he's got the hotel going with all the different amenities around the property, the different restaurants, and the beautiful view overlooking the lake. Now, James is joining us because one of the things we're noticing of late is the movement towards the social media here, you know, with our own Travel World Radio Show, twc.ca, our website, and our producer of social media, Linda Chanovich, and our official photographer. She's actually getting the social media going. We have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Travel World Radio Show, all one word. And we get to that contest, all kinds of stuff. People can leave comments and liking. James does the same thing for the Fort William Henry Hotel.
Yes, it's getting quite cumbersome at times, because we have not only our regular website, we have our Facebook page, we have a YouTube page, and there's also several spots where people can leave reviews, such as TripAdvisor. So definitely online and social media has become a big part of my job as marketing director here at the Fort William Henry.
And there's another special thing about James, because before James joined the Fort William Henry, he's very, very familiar with the territory. We wanted to delve a little bit into the area, one of the main attractions why fall foliage is such a nice time to come down here to Lake George. James has a very in-depth knowledge of the lake itself. You know, he's telling us it's not just one region, it's almost segmented in different areas, and it's something that's well worth taking note of and something to explore for different visitors. Tell us a little bit more about your in-depth knowledge of the lake and the things that you find most fascinating here.
Yeah, well, like a lot of people, I used to come up here as a tourist when I was a kid. We used to come up every summer, and I grew up on the Jersey Shore, but decided to move up here because I wanted to live in a truly beautiful place that had great meaning to me. And I've been up here for about 20 years now. And before coming to the Fort William Henry, I was the communications coordinator for a local environmental nonprofit called the Lake George Association. And in my work with them, I learned quite a bit about the lake, what makes it so special beyond the visual impact of it. But a couple of quick facts about the lake. It's 32 miles long, touches three different counties as well as nine municipalities. So when people think of Lake George, it's way beyond just the village of Lake George. And as I was mentioning to you and Linda in our chat yesterday, big differences between the south end of the lake as opposed to the north end of the lake, and even the west side versus the east side. It's just such great character around the lake.
That's the kind of stuff I wanted to get into a little bit, and the different things people can explore, because, you know, once you've been coming to Lake George for a while, I mean, the initial playground stuff is fine. And, you know, for kids, if you come here with kids, you can be busy every year doing the same thing over and over again and still have a good time doing it. I know. I mean, I have my own things I enjoy doing all of the time. But then you want to explore a little bit. I mean, we are here at the southern end of Lake George. Mm-hmm. You know, Fort William Henry has a big property, and it's very rooted in the tradition of the French and Indian War. I mean, we have the fort itself, which is a nice historic thing. They have reenactments and what have you. And then you have the Lake George Steamboat Company, which has the different boats that go out onto the onto the river, Lac du Sac Saint-Cremant, and so on. And you can explore. Now, here, of course, you've got such a gorgeous view of the lake itself. I mean, you can just sit in the back and just enjoy that. And particularly now at fall foliage time, we're looking up in the Adirondack Mountains. The leaves are absolutely beautiful. It's such a stunning, stunning thing to see.
Yeah, we're at peak right now, I'd say. And just getting a great sunny weekend after a couple of weeks of gray and gloom and mist, and it's just absolutely beautiful, and you picked a perfect weekend to be here.
Well, they knew we were coming. We ordered the weather in advance.
It was all planned. Last night, for example, from around 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., I was in the indoor pool and had it all to myself. Nice warm water. There's a hot tub jacuzzi just at the right temperature. All the jets were working. But for that hour, the sun is starting to set, and I could look out the window and see the sun setting over the surrounding mountains and the clouds moving by. And what a beautiful sight. It just magnified the relaxation element of the stay.
It's a peaceful and a restful place. If you want to come here, you can just sit down and serenely sit at the side of the lake or, you know, overlooking on the property here and just, you know, collect your thoughts. You know, there's that little chill in the air that's around this particular time of the year. And, you know, you bundle up and you keep something warm, but it's something that's part of the appeal, part of the character of the whole area that's here. So, you know, when we're coming up on a break in about a minute or two, and I'll want to delve into a bit more depth, because your average tourist who comes here, I mean, you know, I'm originally from Montreal. I flew up here from Washington, D.C., so it's a very accessible area. We flew into Albany, rented a car, very, very short drive, and you're here in this picturesque village, which is, for all intents and purposes, a playground. It's a gorgeous, fun area. You come here, you're going to relax, and you're going to have a good time. So it's accessible. Stephen came down from Montreal. I came down all the time. And the things that you see, I mean, you hear about things like Bolton Landing, and you know about the different... And some things that I'm always curious about, you know, there's nearby the Hudson River. Don't know whether it connects. I mean, it might not. Mm-hmm. These are things you can tell me about. And, you know, you've got the north end, little areas like that. Because sometimes when we know of a touristy lake or a place that we want to visit, sometimes, you know, what's it like to circumnavigate it? Mm-hmm. Are there roads? And what are all the interesting things and maybe some of the cool stories? And plus, I have a secret that I've learned about James, which I will share with our listeners.
Secrets. Love secrets.
Yes, we love secrets. You know, you might think it's a conspiracy or something like that. But not here on
Talk
Travel
Radio, yes.
But actually, it's a very happy secret, because James and I share one thing in common, and it's a love of music. And I would probably venture to guess that James is a far better guitar player than I am, because a lot of people are a better guitar player than I am. And you play the different venues of the area, so I found that funny. But also, James shares my sense of humor, Steve, for mixing up lyrics.
Oh, yes. Well, we're not too far from WPTR land in Albany, aren't we? So.
That is one thing for sure. Now, let's just situate us one more time just as we come up on this particular break. We're here on location in the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center right on Canada Street. It's the main drag. It's the biggest feature here, the Grand Hotel. You've got the three different parts of the property that we're going to get into. Lake George, New York, upstate New York, right just north of Albany. And we're going to come up on our break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, www.facebook.com/Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Worried.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay. Thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford. We are on site, on location, in the Fort William Henry Hotel's main lobby.
Yes, sitting here watching the people go by, many of them going outside, sitting in the multitude of chairs that surround the grounds where they can take in the beautiful lakeside vistas, the mountains surrounding Lake George, the fall foliage, and their It's a little bit brisk outside, but that's this time of year, and they're reading, and they're talking, and they're just enjoying life, as we are.
Are you saying they are rounded to the ground?
Oh, well, you know, maybe maybe yes and maybe no.
That's a really terrible commercial we've been seeing on TV. Wondering.
I saw it last night.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean, rounded to the ground? Yeah, but anyway, having said all that, it's a different change of pace for us. It's now many times we've been back here at the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center here in beautiful upstate New York, in Lake George, New York. And normally it's a summer playground for us. We're exploring it mainly with the theme of the fall foliage season. And, you know, it's fully understandable. We're right here in the Adirondack Park, and the mountains are gorgeous. We're looking at different colors, and there'll be some pictures that you're going to be seeing on the site coming up soon as well. Our website, of course, twc.ca, and our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/travelworldradioshow, all one word. Now, we have a guest with us, James Hood, of course, who's the marketing director here at the Fort William Henry Hotel, and we have a secret to reveal about James shortly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. But the main thing is James also has an incredible in-depth knowledge of the Lake George area and surrounding vicinity, and I wanted to explore that in some depth. I mean, if you're coming here for, you know, leaf peeping, you know, which is essentially the, you know, enjoyment of the nature and stuff, it's really a good idea to know a little bit of background and maybe some of the hidden gems surrounding the lake. Would you care to get into a little bit about the region, James?
Well, sure. I mean, specifically about the lake itself, there's one thing I would really love everybody to know who comes to Lake George, and that the lake is drinking water for all of the municipalities around the lake. It's treated here in the village, but some of the houses along the lake shore draw straight from the lake with a little bit of filtration. There are even a few places that pull from the lake with almost no filtration at all. It's that clean, one of the cleanest lakes in the country.
It's amazing, freshwater lake like this with, you know, drinkable water that comes out of it. And, you know, this, it's not so much of a surprise to me. I mean, I used to summer upstate New York in Plattsburgh region, and there was this, it was just a water pipe that came down, had water coming down from the mountain. It's some of the cleanest, freshest water I've ever had. And that's kind of an example of what you're going to find around here. So, yeah, it is actually people's drinking water here.
Yes. I think that would give people a great appreciation for it, the uniqueness of the area, and like you were saying, some of the hidden gems around. There's 170-something islands, and many of them are owned by the state of New York, and you can go camping on them. They're not really set up with a lot of amenities. It's sometimes just a tent platform and maybe a port-a-john and a picnic table, but it's a very popular thing to go out and camp on the islands.
I didn't know that you could camp out here. I would have done that a long time ago.
Well, you'll have to come back then, and it's best in the summertime. You said, it's very cool here right now. It gets even cooler out in the middle of the lake.
Well, I mean, the average temperature right around now, which is the middle of October, is around 43 degrees during the day. Not so bad, really. I mean, you know, bundle up, get a nice sweater. Had my sweatshirt on, I went around, and overall, that was a fantastic way to go. I mean, I wasn't really that cold. Mm-hmm. You know, put a bit of a windbreaker if it gets a little nippy. I mean, the famous joke, of course, sure is windy out here, but it really wasn't that bad. Although, I mean, there was a portion yesterday where we were standing next to the fountain and a little gust of wind came by and you can get yourself splashed. And
yes, it comes right up at you.
A little baptism.
Yeah, well, there you go, baptism here. It's just a hotel telling us hello, you know, and mm-hmm. welcoming us back. And so, you know, the whole thing about it being so fresh that it's drinkable water, that's really something special. And also, you know, when you're bathing here in the summertime, you know, because you've got the beach and people come out there, you can tell how much fun that water is going to be. I mean, there's a difference, you know, when you're going out a seashore, or if you're out, you know, off the coast, the Gulf Coast, or the Atlantic Coast with all the salt water, it's kind of a different feeling. It's not quite as refreshing as, mm-hmm. as the freshwater lake that you have here at Lake George. Now, tell us a little bit some of the special things here at the property, the hotel itself. I really didn't get much into it just because we've covered the Fort William Henry so much, but you know, it's worth talking about because this is a very, very special property.
Sure. Yeah.
In each room, you have a picture of the original Grand Hotel around 1913, and for a while there, the hotel, that central part just wasn't there. This was rebuilt around 2003.
Yes, the current Grand Hotel that we're in now is actually in 2002, opened in 2003. It is modeled after the second hotel that was here, which was the early 1900s. The original hotel actually goes back to the 1850s. And if you want to, if the listeners want to go online, our website, fortwilliamhenry.com, has a history button which gives a great quick history about the hotel and some wonderful old photographs from the Library of Congress. When Facebook opened up its timeline, it gave me a great opportunity to take some of these photos and even go exploring for some more and find some of the dates and put it in actual as timeline events. And what it did for me was gave me a great lesson about how special this place was even back then, how amazing building it. The first hotel was lost in a fire, but there are pictures of the original one, and it's absolutely beautiful. They actually, the second owners took the whole hotel and jacked it up to put two floors underneath to add two more floors.
Oh, neat.
I wish there was more information about that, because I'm trying to figure out back in the late 1800s how you jack up what is already a huge hotel to add two floors.
That is an engineering feat in and of itself. I mean, that reminds me of there's a place in Montreal where they had a church on a concrete platform, and that's what they did. They jacked the thing up, built a whole mall underneath it, and then just rested it back on its stilts. And that was, they talked about it for years. Mm-hmm. So to learn that they've done it here too is actually quite interesting. And that's also something that Stephen is very interested in too. I mean, one of the big things, Steve, you're a big buff of the history
history of hotels and also of transportation, because when this hotel was originally built, there was like an interurban line that came up from Albany, and it was almost directly across the street. And the Delaware and Hudson Railroad Terminal was just down at the foot of the hill by the lake and connecting to the steamers that were on the lake. So again, centrally convenient location for people to have come up at those days by train. So you can still see remnants of some of those buildings here in the area.
Such a strong connection with the surrounding communities as well. And that's one of the things. So the first hotel was lost in a fire. They built the second one. So the Grand Hotel as it is today is modeled after
the second one, yes.
So that picture itself was a 1913 picture. And what we have today actually has two more floors than that particular hotel shows.
Yes, we're five floors now. And they made the second one out of concrete. They learned after the fire that they had to make it fireproof, because it was very difficult to be able to save it should a fire break out.
Right. Now, so what happened to that second one? Because I noticed, I mean, you have the standard rooms, and then to the other side, because the standard room is more of a motel type of a type of a thing.
Yeah, just to situate the listeners, we have the Grand Hotel. We have a premium east wing, which is two floors off to the east side of the building, and then a motel, another two-floor style motel to the west side. And these were all added over the years. The second hotel, you're asking what happened to that. That was eventually razed. It was destroyed because they just felt it wasn't profitable enough. And that's when they added the motel part back in the 60s. That was when travel by car, station wagons was becoming very popular. And that was really the boom for motels with the exterior door, where you could literally pull your car up right to the door, put down the hatch of the station wagon and put right into your room.
Oh yeah, very popular. So that was the big popularity of motels of the era then. But then the main source of business for the original hotel was the train line that went up here.
Yeah, you were talking about accessibility. Really, that is what made it a hot spot back then, was when the train line was added. It made it accessible to people from Albany. And quite a few of the mansions and larger houses around the lake were originally second homes of some of the wealthier people in Albany, really. The power barons and the big players, this was their playground for the summer. And the rail line, which goes literally to the lake and into the lake, because that's how they brought up some of their bigger boats, their pleasure craft, came up by train. And some of the rail lines are actually still in the lake.
We're going to take a break. This is Will and Bag, this Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world. We're here on location. This is Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford, special guest James Hood. We're in the lobby of the Fort William Henry Hotel, Grand Hotel and Resort right here in Lake George, New York, Steve.
Love it here. It's so relaxing. And we were talking before the break about the different areas of the hotel, three separate buildings catering to particular needs of the market and different price ranges to fit every budget.
We forgot, speaking of the catering to the market, Steve, we forgot to ask our six questions.
That doesn't sound good.
What was it? What's the rack rate?
What's
the capacity of the ballroom
theater style? Do you have a kosher kitchen? What is your key demographic market? Do you belong to an international reservation system?
And what do you offer upgraded amenities?
Yes. You ask them at every hotel. So.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, I can't answer any of those. It's funny you bring up kosher. We have been able to, we found a niche recently with some Orthodox Jewish groups down in New York City who came up for Passover, and we had to kosherize the kitchen, and and it was quite an experience, but they had a great time, and they said, we will be back, and you know what? Don't be surprised if other groups suddenly start asking, because it's so tough to do. It's an extremely difficult amount of work to put in to make it just right for them.
Well, for sure. It involves a great deal of cleanliness and very special procedures for everything. And, you know, we understand that. We have a ball with that sort of thing because, I mean, we're going back almost 22 years when Steve and I were taking hotel property tours and you know, learning about the different things. And, you know, when we started talking to people about the different parts of hotels and what have you, it was awfully fun.
Well, I don't even think I could tell you what rack means. So.
Well, I don't think anyone pays rack rate anymore. rack rate is generally the rate that is in the brochure, and that everyone either gets a corporate rate, or you get the special rate when you go to FortWilliamHenry.com and type in TWC to get your 25% off on weekends, 50% off midweeks until the end of the year. You get special discounts, and that, of course, is what people pay. But rack rate is generally to compare yourself with other properties in the area. And that, but
it's that number that's on the sticker on the back of the door.
No, that says $942 if the Olympics were being held across the street, maybe.
Right, exactly.
Wasn't that Loudon, New Hampshire? You know, Loudon 2012, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, good Lord. I watch too much NASCAR.
Yeah, you do.
But, so you have the different parts of the hotel. And what we were talking about during the break, which was pretty fascinating, were the different parts of this building. Now, when we were here in 2002 with Sam, and while the Grand Hotel was under construction, and you can see it because you walk to the White Lion restaurant for the breakfast, that's kind of where the corporate offices were. And you can see the breezeway right between the hotels that connects the two buildings. Now, of course, your office is in that older part of the building. Mm-hmm. You said that was part of the second hotel?
It was part of the second hotel, and it's the only part that remained along with the White Lion. So those sections are over 100 years old. And then we also have, off to the western side, Towers Hall, which was originally used for as a garage and stable, and also for housing for some of the workers here. So that goes back over 100 years as well, and we've renovated it and actually turned it into quite an event space where we're having the legendary jam band Max Creek here. Oh. They were here earlier in the season did a two-night show here and did so well that they've already booked for the end of this month and then beyond another show beyond that. They just absolutely love it here. And so it's become a trade show space slash theater now, where we can have bands now, and that's really exciting for us.
And that brings me to our deep, dark secret from James. We're talking about
Segway.
Bands. But yeah, that's a Melanie Refus word, by the way, segue. You know, long before it was a something that you stand on to...
And fall off.
Well, they say you're not supposed to fall off of those little two-wheeled, little Segway units. But one of our old correspondents, Melanie Refus, she would constantly use radio words, you know, segue into this and segue into that. And as, you know, we just... switch topic to topic. Speaking of rowboats, your band.
The Nebulous Connections, that's another favorite topic of ours.
Well, the Nebulous Connection has to do with how many people Stephen knows, because everybody's connected in some strange and bizarre way. And so how did you connect this to that? And he can do it.
Oh, yes.
You know, you
give me some time, I'll connect somebody to somebody.
I guess if you get around as much as Stephen does, eventually he'll meet everybody.
That's right, Stephen gets around.
Oh, yes. I get around.
But his, well, yeah. And
because I'm being chased by other people. By darker forces and evil forces, yes.
How many ex-wives do you have?
Well, thankfully, none.
Uh-huh. Well, may it stay that way, right?
Yes.
But now, talking about rowboats, James has a band. You play guitar, James.
I do. I play. I've been playing up in the area for, about 18 years now. Worked my way down from playing in a larger band down to a trio to a duo, and now mostly I do solo acoustic just around the area, mostly for fun and beer and some pocket money. So
and beer,
yes, and beer. Beer has always got to be part of it. If a place charges me for beer, I won't go back there again. Yeah. And I've written off a couple places.
That
for
is
that.
A good philosophy for life, isn't it?
I don't see why I should have to pay for beer if I'm playing.
That's true.
But one of the places that I played was called the Longhorn Restaurant, which is, we found out, is across the street from some friends of yours in the area.
Yes.
That you were visiting. And great little spots around here to poke in. Family businesses, you get away from some of the chains and meet some people as well.
Yeah, our summer vacation is nearby Lake Luzerne. It's about 9 miles away. A little spot called Kastner's on the Lake, and that's our... that's our little summer haven. We get there, spend a week there, and I like the little mom-and-pop type places. And that's the kind of stuff that's common out here in the Lake George area, is you've got a lot of family-run businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We had breakfast nearby at a little place. Again, a little family-owned stuff. And the ambiance is just so nice when you get into these places.
And not to take away from our own business, but there are also quite a bit of what we call the cottage colony still around, where you can just get your own little small cottage, and people still love that. It's a bit of a throwback, but it really never left here.
It's funny. One of our people who was on our show almost 12 years ago, Michael Wallace, famous, not Mike Wallace, CBS Mike Wallace, but Michael Wallace, the author of Route 66 Memorabilia. His famous thing was life begins at the off-ramp. I mean, we are here along the Interstate 87, but the hotel itself is right along Route 9, Canada Street here, and the Route 9 is that old highway that joined New York to Montreal way back when. And that's something I know Steve really gets a kick out of, because, you know, even going through the New England areas, we sometimes like to get off the interstate, and that's, you know, tell a bit about that, Steve.
And see the various motels, cabins, restaurants, souvenir shops, different attractions like miniature golf and batting cages, things that bring back memories of the 40s, 50s, 60s. I look at a sign that a place may have had, and I can say, oh, that is 1950s, and they'll still have a sign of saying direct dial phones and complimentary color TV, and I say, oh boy, that's what they all advertise in hotel brochures in the 60s. But it puts a smile on my face to drive along a route like Highway 9 here and see the variety of businesses. And you know, we were talking about the various small restaurants and souvenir shops. And again, walking from here down to the village of Lake George from where we are at the Fort William Henry, there's so many choices of such small businesses. You're not besieged by the chains that you're going to see all along the roads back home. You can try something different, get some good food, buy some good gifts, and put some money into the local economy with hardworking local people.
Such a great point, Stephen, that if you don't get off the highway, there's so much in this area that you'll miss. I remember when I first moved up here, I was drove up to Lake Placid, obviously a well-known spot in the area, and on my way back down on the Northway, I-87, I happened to look to the southeast a little bit and saw hundreds of hot air balloons up in the sky, and I was absolutely stunned by this. What are all these balloons doing there? Well, it turns out this area, one of the big attractions is Adirondack Balloon Fest, which has been going on for over 25 years. It was just a couple weeks ago. one of the larger balloon hot air balloon festivals in the country, not quite rivaling Albuquerque, but still a huge one, and one of those things that not everybody knows about. Another great reason to come here in technically what is the off season.
It's funny you talk about hot air balloons. I thought that hot air balloons would really flourish in places like Washington, D.C., Albany, and other political capitals. We're going to take a break. This is Willa Backus, Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Board of the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay! Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And I am now on location with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and special guest James Hood. We are in the lobby of the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center right here in beautiful Lake George, New York, upstate New York. And Steve, last segment of the show.
Time always goes by so quickly, but just enjoying ourselves here and looking at some of the events coming up over the coming months. We're enjoying fall foliage right now. And if you go to visitlakegeorge.com, there's 5 months of activities in the off-season, particularly like December with concerts and markets and shopping opportunities just before the holidays, exhibits on holiday traditions in the area. And then through the winter, a snow train and get out there with snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, ice skating, and because the lake isn't freezing at that point in time, there's a New Year's Eve cruise out on Lake George, and then fireworks. So something for everyone in the off-season when rates are low and availability is high, and you can come and have a lot more space to yourself than perhaps in the summertime, but just as enjoyable with opportunities to enjoy fine dining here at the Fort William Henry, great accommodations. I have a lovely room with a sitting area and standalone shower, a microwave, a fridge. So all the amenities of home, lots of TV channels, cuddle up in bed, big king bed. I enjoyed watching TV last night, fell asleep, and nice and quiet. This is the center of relaxation.
It is really something, and the rooms are indeed just a little bit bigger than your standard room. And we have the sitting area in our room as well. So you've got that. You've got your sofa. Some rooms even have in-room whirlpools. They have an indoor pool and a whirlpool you were talking about earlier. We were able to see the sunset as well. And, you know, the real attraction of the area, especially this time of the year, is, you know, are the mountains. I mean, that's something that I come for, even in the summertime when I come for the playground. That there's that one part of the 87 as you're driving north and the road goes down and you can just see the whole landscape of the mountain all in the distance, and it's just it takes my breath away every single time I see it. It never gets old, and that's one of the things that's the appeal of the area. And here now you're going to see it with all the fall colors on top of that. You know, that's one thing people who are getting disappointed, they go into the traditional places for fall foliage, like in some neighboring states. You're going to miss out, but if you come here to the Fort William Henry Hotel and Conference Center, there's plenty of room here because it's not the place that you'd typically think of going because it's usually a summer playground. So they're emphasizing that now. Come on down. There's plenty of room, and you will enjoy it just as much as you would any other place. Now, you know, the other thing, this is why we're getting into a bit more in-depth of the area and the buildings, because it really is so nice, and it has that appeal. It'll give you that feel from yesteryear, but just the time you're going to come here and you're going to relax, you're going to feel at home. And one thing that particularly intrigued me when we were talking with James earlier is about the various interesting parts of the lake going around it. You said you could actually drive around the lake?
Yes, there you can drive around, circumnavigate the entire lake on roads. It's very popular with motorcyclists. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, you can take off from here up into the heart of the Adirondacks. You can go over into Vermont even. So it's very popular with motorcyclists. In June, we have a big motorcycle festival called Americade. Just thousands upon thousands of bikers come into town, but they're not your sort of stereotypical bad boy bikers. They're people on the expensive Honda Goldwings, mm-hmm. and the cruisers who are really out using this as a center hub to be able to go out and take day trips around and into the mountains. And that's one of the great things is we're accessible to Albany and off the highway, but then from here you can spoke out and go deeper in and really explore and go over into Vermont and see that area as well.
And you've got the highways and the byways of the area. It's something you mentioned about that. I mean, you have also your traditional places where, and it's nice to be motorcycle friendly because, by and large, most of the time that I've run into groups of motorcyclists, they tend to be some of the nicest, most friendly people mm-hmm. that I've ever met. Very respectful, very courteous. And so they'll come here and they'll use it as a base. There's some shops nearby where you can pick up different kinds of apparel as well. And then you can use this as a base, whether you're here by car, motorcycle, what have you. Lots of little byways. You can take a little trip, do a little loop-de-loop through the mountains. You can even drive the what, Prospect Mountain nearby as well?
Yep, Prospect Mountain Highway is just up the road. It goes up to the top of the mountain, and there's a spot at the top where you literally have a 360-degree, 100-mile view.
Wow.
And on a day like today, it's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's clear. It's as Linda likes to say, it's the kind of clear where you can count the steps on the oratory. And that's a Montreal visual. One of the most famous or more prominent landmarks on Mount Royal is the St. Joseph's Oratory. And there's a particular highway we would take, and we're on that elevated part of the highway. Sometimes you get a glimpse of the oratory, you know, just because of your average day. But there are days it's so clear you can actually see that that kind of fine detail. But, you know, much the same way around here at the lake. I mean, we got lucky with the weather here. The sun is beautiful. The sky is clear. And we're going to have some pretty spectacular pictures of this particular
area. Hardly a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day here and typifies autumn the way it should be.
Now, of all the parts around, let's say you wanted to find a little place to sit quietly and just enjoy a little bit of, solitude here. What would be your favorite nook around the lake that you'd like to visit just to catch a few peaceful moments to yourself?
Well, I guess it depends on the season. I mean, right now we are at one of the best spots.
Of course.
Just to be able to overlook with the steamboats in the foreground and the lake reaching out and mountains on both sides. I guess when it gets a little more crowded in the summertime, the northern half of the lake, Hague, Ticonderoga, is still a great place to be, a little quieter than down here, but still lots to do. Over on the east side is not as developed. That used to be a lot of big estates that have been donated to the Lake George Land Conservancy. So that is a lot of areas with hiking trails. Go up to the top of Buck Mountain or over to Shelving Rock, and it's just beautiful hikes leading to spots that have absolutely gorgeous views of the lake. Those are some of the best spots to be in the summertime.
And this is exactly why we enjoy talking to someone who's as knowledgeable as you are about the lake, because that's something that we probably wouldn't have found out on our own. And plus, you know, knowing Lake George as we do, mostly as a summer playground, to view it as a fall foliage place is something that's a new experience for us. And then you can really get into the landscape, because one of the things that's the main appeal is because you're nestled here among mountains, and I never get tired of it. I come here and I just have to take a deep breath and truly enjoy the scenery all around me, because it is that nice here.
Every time you look out the window at a different time of the day, you're going to see it in a different light, because it is that light reflecting off of the trees. And you come later in the year and they don't have the leaves on the trees, you're going to see them differently. The mountains will always have a different face depending on the time of the day, depending on the time of the year.
And after 20 years of living here, I still don't get tired of the view.
It's you know, and that's the thing. Man who grew up on the Jersey Shore, not exactly the situation, right?
Definitely not. And I do not know Snooki.
No. See, and this is more reasons why we'd like to, we like talking with you.
So if people want to get more information on the Fort William Henry, they can check out the website, fortwilliamhenry.com. Toll free, 1-800-234-0267. And until the end of the year, get 25% off. Weekends, 50% off. Midweek, enter the rate code TWC for Travel World Radio special code for our faithful listeners just like you.
And if you are in the area and you want to catch James and his band playing a little bit of guitar, you might want to try the Longhorn Restaurant, of course.
Yes, in Lake Venere.
Lake Venere, and you'll actually catch a glimpse of my favorite summer place, Castner's on the Lake, right nearby. And James, I see you've made acquaintance with the show mascot, Maurice the Moroccan Monkey, hanging off of the microphone stand.
Yes, I've been trying to figure out ways to position him on this mic stand.
Playing with the monkey.
Play with my monkey.
Love my monkey.
Touch my monkey. And that was funny. That was a 2004 show where we had that kind of fun. So anyway, join us again. It's Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here in the lobby of the Lake at the Fort William Henry Hotel in beautiful Lake George, New York, upstate New York. Our website is twc.ca, and the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Travel World Radio Show. All one word, no spaces. Happy traveling, everybody. Stay listening.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.